Welcome back to EcoTalk. I want to mention our website. If you'd like to find out more about today's topics and guests, please go to www.ecotalk.net. You can also find out about why EcoTalk is still on the endangered list. At the end of the show, we'll mention what you can do to help us out there and thank a few of our listeners who are helping. And we do environmental education here. We try to do it in an entertaining and fun way when possible, although the topics agreeably can get quite serious. We try to make it fun, but really what we're doing is outreach. We're trying to connect the dots for people, and I'm really happy to report that this is happening at the college and university level much more so than when I was a student way back when. And one of the primary examples of that, a really terrific sterling example, is what's happening at the University of Colorado. To find out more about that, we're going to check in with Marion Martin. She is the Associate Director of the Environmental Center there, and thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to.
This trend has been growing. I've been aware of it for the last 9 years or so since I've been covering this green beat. I understand that you guys are kind of pioneering the field.
Yeah, the Environmental Center started actually in 1970 on the first Earth Day. And so we were pioneering back then when environmentalism, before it was a movement, before it was mainstream. So we really have grown and evolved with that movement over the years.
So the E-Center, as you call it, is fairly unique among university environmental centers. What about this center is groundbreaking?
Well, I think because it's student-run and student-funded, really takes the heart and inspiration of a university campus. We have about 50 student staff that are working on all sorts of different issues, our core programs, our energy and transportation and recycling, kind of the basics. But overall, we're really trying to help the University of Colorado at Boulder campus to be and create a culture of sustainability here. So students and faculty and staff are able to practice conservation behaviors. We do this in partnership with other operational departments on campus. So I think that's what does make it unique, is that we're really student-centered and working with facilities and housing and dining services, and so it's a good partnership.
So give us some more specific examples of how students can actually engage in these sustainable activities and walk the EcoTalk. You mentioned a few, but give us a little bit more information.
Sure. Well, I think students, there's direct opportunities, how students directly get involved, whether they want to be an eco leader in their own dorm or be on the green teams that goes out into the community and talks to student households about how to recycle and conserve energy. We have campaigns underway. Right now, a really big national campaign is Recycle Mania. That's a 10-week competition between, I think, almost 100 colleges and universities to see who can recycle the most. We have another campaign, so students are purchasing wind power to power their own dorm rooms and have a sticker on their door: this room is powered by wind and renewable energy. That's making that statement and setting it. But students, I think there's a general push for students to practice conservation behavior as the standard. You know, that's, we set that out as the expectation from day one on campus.
Is this kind of a fringe interest on campus? Like, what, you know, give me numbers or percentages of students are seeking out this program? And are you finding that as more interact with it, they perhaps have their careers shaped by it somehow?
Sure, definitely. I don't think it's a fringe movement here in Boulder, Colorado, nor at other universities nationwide. I think that the practices, and I can tell you that it's the majority of students are practicing it. It's not a perfect world by any means, but because of the infrastructure that we've set up with having solid programs for waste reduction and recycling, energy and transportation, we make it easy and convenient and part of an everyday thing. So, for example, about 30% of all of our waste is recovered from the landfill, and we've got programs in place that's pushing that over 50%. So every pound counts. We're recycling 1,500 tons of materials every year. 90% of students use sustainable transportation. They're not using single-occupant vehicles to get to school. 90% is pretty commonplace, so using the bus or biking or walking. Energy use is being reduced by 5% every year, and that's a good trend that we're able to report. And, of course, there's some financial savings. So I think that's what can help bring it home, is we can show that it can help save tuition dollars, students are a little more invested in it.
And hopefully some of the graduates will go on to create green jobs. When I speak to college-level students, I often say it's not that there's so many, you know, environmental jobs out there that are paying a lot right now, but there's going to be a need for it. And if you can, you know, anticipate what the need will be and create something like a green radio show, well, hopefully they will follow. They will come.
Right.
What are some of the challenges you're facing as you begin to bring this into not only your own university, but see others looking to your campus for, you know, what to do as a good example? Is there any resistance?
I think not. I generally, this is catching on, and it is becoming more and more mainstream. What we're really trying to forge is a triple bottom line approach, so we can show financial, social, and environmental benefits for doing these greening of the campus and campus sustainability programs. I think the challenge that we have nationally is that the issues are becoming complex, but it's really fun to bring it home and show that we're kind of a city within a city. Most college universities are, depending on their size. And if we can show that things work here, that sets an example for the rest of society.
Thanks so much. Marianne Martin, Associate Director, University of Colorado, talking about their environmental center. Didn't mean to cut you off, Marianne, but we appreciate your being with us today. Stay with us. After the break, we'll find out more about what's happening with the land grab in this country and what you can do about it.